I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, we got a lot of dummies today, guys, so buckle up. The cops got a call in Oklahoma from the Oklahoma State Fair over the weekend about a robbery at one of the stands. The victim told the cops the robber had a beard. He was wearing a white t-shirt, and he was carrying a big stuffed pink and white unicorn.
It's so fluffy, I'm gonna die!
Is that like the little girl from Minions?
Despicable Me, yeah.
Oh, sorry. It's so fluffy!
Yeah.
I love that movie. I never saw any. How many are there, like two or three now?
Yeah, it's like the best, in my opinion.
Which one, the first one or all of them?
Just all. I love the Despicable Me series.
I got to get into it. I only saw the first one. But yeah, walking around there with a big fluffy white and purple unicorn and the beard and the t-shirt. I mean, pink unicorn, not hard to see. The cops went looking for the guy with the unicorn, and he wasn't too hard to find. The cops found him, 20-year-old Gregory Washington, and they arrested him right there on the spot. He was charged with robbery by force, possession of a firearm and commission of a felony, and concealing stolen property. If he didn't have a gun, do you think he would have went like down the range to like where they have like the BB gun thing and like taking that? Like, all right, give me the unicorn.
Yikes!
You guys ever go shoot like the star thing out at the state fairs?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, like where you get like the gun strapped in. It's like a little BB gun rifle, and you have to shoot the star target out, like a little piece of paper.
Oh yes.
Have you ever done that?
Oh no, I haven't done that.
Oh my gosh,
I'm not
so
a star
fun.
Boy.
You're not a star boy.
I'm a star boy.
It's so fun. Okay, another dummy of the day story. 23-year-old Jordan from Minnesota was arrested last week for drawing in wet cement. I've always wanted to do that.
Me too.
Have you done it?
No.
Okay, I haven't either. Well, don't listen to the story, Alex. Some construction workers were fixing a sidewalk last month, and Jordan drew two things in the cement. His name and some male genitalia.
Sweet.
A few of the construction workers spotted him and called the cops, and since Jordan's name was right there in the sidewalk, it was kind of hard for him to deny that he actually did it. The city decided to totally redo that section of sidewalk, and it wound up costing $13,000. That's your money hard at work right there. Like, they couldn't smooth it over. They're like, oh, let's just do it all over again. $13,000. So now Jordan is facing a felony charge of criminal damage to property, which could get him up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine, all for drawing in the wet cement.
Jordan, that's not what we do.
I never realized that was a crime, because like the apartment complex I used to live, I saw somebody put their name in the wet cement.
Yeah.
And like everybody I know, like at home, it's not a crime. If you do your own, you know, cement in your place, it's no big deal. But I've always wanted to do that.
Always.
All right, let's see here. 46-year-old Casey is currently serving 6 years for robbery at a jail near Cincinnati, and his wife, Candy, Casey and Candy, how sweet, recently tried to help him smuggle in a bunch of drugs. She went to visit him, and while she was there, he swallowed 4 of the meth balloons that she brought before a prison guard realized, wait a minute, what are you guys doing over there?
Love, true love.
Do you ever just think about how people do that? Because you hear people, they sneak stuff in jail through their body. Like, how do you even ingest, like, being a drug mule? Like, how do you put a balloon and swallow it in your body?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, we're about to, so I hope you're getting ready.
Talk about it.
Ugh.
Breakfast alert right here. Put your food down. So he swallowed 4 of them, and they caught him. When they saw that, they immediately put him in a cell, and he had to wait for 5 days to pass the balloons so they could collect the evidence. But this, no, don't even say gross, Alex. I haven't even got to the gross, like, don't eat food part right now. Are you ready for that part?
Yes.
Or do you want to eat your food real quick, and then we can finish this?
Just tell me.
Okay. Before they could collect the evidence, a few days later, he passed all 4 balloons. And then swallowed them a second time.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
And no, he didn't wash them off first.
Stop.
I'm telling you what the police report says right here.
I'm gonna barf.
This guy is dedicated to what he does. So that's a whole new meaning for meth mouth right there.
Oh.
They waited another 4 days for that to eventually come out, and they were able to recover the balloons that time. Which, by the way, these are durable balloons.
Did they wait?
They did.
They're just waiting right
Like, waiting.
I see a balloon knot. It's coming out.
No. False alarm. That's just a balloon knot. Okay. He and his wife are both facing charges for drug possession and for smuggling drugs into prison. All right. Can I finish the dummy of the day with something less gross?
Yes.
Please.
Kind of funny, but kind of messed up, though, too. Nurses were removed from their positions at a Florida hospital. This happened after taking several photos calling newborn babies mini Satans. Did you see this story right here?
Yeah.
It was like, I think it was like a Snapchat or something like that.
Yeah, this chick was putting stuff on Snapchat. She was like making the babies flip off the camera and stuff.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
One of the photos posted on Snapchat shows the nurse flipping off some of the babies with the caption, quote, how I currently feel about these mini Satans.
I know everything. I'm the devil.
Another photo shows a nurse holding a newborn baby by the arms to make it dance to rap music, which I think is cute.
I'm totally cool with that. If I was the mom, I'd be like, yeah, do more of that, please.
I totally want to have a kid just so I can make them dance to like all the hit songs.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad about that.
The hospital said the two will be investigated, but it's not known what charges they'll face at this time. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.